Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible readings that the sermon is based on this morning are both the Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 9, as well as the Gospel from Matthew 4, and just short segments of those to be reread. From Isaiah, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." And from Matthew chapter 4, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Come, follow me,' Jesus said." This is our text. School children, I need to ask you a question. This time of year, when mom and dad wake you up in the morning to get ready for school and you look out the window, what do you see? Darkness. It wasn't that way back in August and September. It was already light when you went to school. But so often, isn't it true for us, if we're going to school this time of year, that we wake up in the morning and it's dark out? The sun hasn't come up yet. And of course, as we grow older, we understand that's because it's winter and the tilt of the earth away from the sun causes it to be a lot darker. You know, there are people, all of us really are affected by it, but there are people that are especially susceptible to this. It's called seasonal affective disorder. The idea that because of all of the hours and the minutes and the seconds during the day of darkness in the wintertime, that it affects them with their attitude and they're not as upbeat. They kind of get a little depressed, maybe. And that's not unusual. All of us feel that way to a certain extent. But do you know, I've never been there. Maybe some of you have. There are people in our world that live their whole life above the Arctic Circle. They live above, anybody here ever traveled above the Arctic Circle? I don't see anybody. Okay, well, we know this is true, though. There are people that live up there, and for several consecutive weeks, not days, not hours and minutes or days, but for several consecutive weeks during our winter, they don't see the sun at all. It's dark all day long, all night long, because of the tilt of the earth. There is no sun. Now that, I think, when I read this, the reading from Isaiah, and Isaiah writes, those living in the land of the shadow of death, that sounds a lot like living up there. How can that be? It must be very depressing. Although I guess people that live there all their lives have ability to cope and adapt. And so it is, this idea of being in the shadow of death, people that live above the Arctic Circle where it's dark all the time. And for many, this darkness does become a shadow of death. Dear Christians, we also, all of us, I've never been above the Arctic Circle, but all of us were born in a greater darkness than that. We were born because of our relationship to our first parents, Adam and Eve. We were born inheritors of the sin that they brought into the world. Now, there are some people who choose to live above the Arctic Circle, but all people, like it or not, are born into this deeper darkness. In Romans chapter 7, St. Paul writes, "I know that nothing good lives in me." Now, this is St. Paul. This is the greatest apostle of all time. And St. Paul says, "I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful flesh. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. O wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?" And St. Paul was serious about that. This inborn sinfulness that he had inherited from his parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, just like all of us, going all the way back to the sin of Adam and Eve. We talk about this. Sometimes we call it original sin, the sin that we have by nature. And it is real sin. Sometimes this is denied by those with a very high view of natural man, or for a very low view of the holy inspired Word of God, because the Word of God talks about this inborn sinfulness. King David, the great King David of Israel, in Psalm 51 writes, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." He had inherited his sinfulness of his heart and his soul from his parents as well. And so in this land of the shadow of death, which all men, including us, have been born, we all once lived. And unless someone rescues us, we will remain forever in the shadow of death. The great good news in the gospel, however, is that we have freedom from this shadow of death. And it is described in our gospel reading by Jesus as the kingdom of heaven. So we got those two contrasts. Here's the shadow of death, and here is Jesus' kingdom of heaven. They couldn't be more different. The sun, of course, as we know, again, for those who live above the Arctic Circle, it's not dark all the time. As a matter of fact, in the summertime, the sun doesn't set for weeks at a time. It just kind of goes around the horizon for a while, never gets real high, but it doesn't actually go all the way down for several weeks as well. But for us, a light has dawned in our darkness, our spiritual darkness, by sin into which we were born, because the kingdom of heaven is near, Jesus says. God's good news, his love and forgiveness, shine into our darkness, into our gloom. God sent his Son, his life-producing light, into our hearts. And so Jesus bids us to repent. And the word repent means have a change of mind. Turn away from sin and turn toward God. That's what repent means. And so have this turnaround in our lives. His gospel, Jesus' gospel, also then works repentance in us. His love permits us and it strengthens us to turn away from the darkness of our sin and to turn toward his light. In our Old Testament reading, we also hear not only the people who are living, who are dwelling in the land of darkness, but also people who are walking in darkness. Now, I don't know about you, but in the summertime here in Baltimore area, when we have thunderstorms, BGE does a great job, but every so often my power goes out. We get a big storm that comes through, thunderstorm or whatever, winds come, and somewhere, some transformer or some line got blown, and all of a sudden my lights don't work, which is okay, I guess, during the daytime, but then if it happens at night and the house is dark, and I've lived in my house for a long time, but even I don't remember where everything is, and so if I'm walking about the house in the dark, my toes are in danger. I'm going to stub my toe on something, or I am, without realizing it, in some parts of the house, I may put my forehead right into the end of a door frame because I forgot exactly where it was. And so it is with us. Our sinful actions are walking about in darkness. That's what we're talking about here, our sinful actions. In our darkness and sin, we do stub our toes. And young folks and old folks, we talk back to our moms and dads, we stub our toes. The sinfulness of being disrespectful to our parents. We trip over the furniture. I know we have accountants here in the congregation. We trip over the furniture in the darkness when maybe we fudge a little bit on Schedule A, kind of up some numbers, or we don't quite include everything in the 1090 form that we should have. We fudge a little bit and we trip over the furniture in the darkness of our lives. We run our heads into the door when we refuse to show love and concern for someone because they're not quite like us. Because they're not just like me. They don't look like me. They don't sound like me. And so that's not my job. I don't have to care for them. In these ways and many others, we continue to walk through our lives in the darkness of our own sin. And there is no way that we can free ourselves because we have forgotten where the light switch is. The power has been shut off, and we have no means to pay the electric bill. Our freedom from the dark walk, however, and this is the good news, our freedom is the same as always. It is Jesus who ushers in his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. We don't have to walk around in the house in the dark. If only someone can find the light switch, if only someone could pay our hopelessly overdue electric bill. And it is Jesus, spiritually then, who calls us to follow him. He declares that his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is near. God's gospel, his good news, pays the bill. It finds the switch. And so those who walked in darkness, according to our text, those who have walked in darkness have seen not a dim light, not a distant light, but they have seen a great light in their lives. And now that the lights are on, Jesus continues to guide us. Now that we can see in the light of his forgiveness and his love, Jesus shows us the way we should walk. And what does he say? He said to the disciples long ago, and he says to his disciples here this morning, Jesus calls to each one of us. He says, come follow me. Come follow me. He calls to us, live and walk in the light of my love. Repent, he calls to those who continue to live within the shadow of death. Live in my light, he calls to us who continue to walk in the darkness of our sin. Why? Because there will be no more gloom. There will be no more gloom for those who are in distress, who live in the shadow of death. Because the kingdom of heaven, Jesus' love and forgiveness, is near. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise.